Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Monday edition. The Vikings 31, Packers 29 edition. The Braden Arvidsson missed two field goals. Time for a new kicker edition. The Packers are 2-0 with Malik Willis at quarterback and 0-2 with Jordan Love at quarterback. Time for a new quarterback edition. Or maybe it's just R-E-L-A-X. Relax, they're going to be all right. Edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Really enjoying the new show there that I'm joining. It's fun. Fun to see young people succeeding in our business.
The damn sports show.
Yeah, I was a little bit leery. It's D-A-M, but, you know.
Because it's Beaver Dam,
yeah,
Jason.
It's clever. Did you name it?
No, but that's what I would have named it.
Yeah, okay. You should take credit for it anyway. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you could possibly need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. In the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios alongside Chrissy Birdsall, who undoubtedly is doing most of the heavy lifting.
Oh, she's and running today's show. I'm.
Would you say this is the most important part of your job, is this wildly popular program?
Because
you don't treat it as such. That's why I asked.
Yes, I would.
Uh-huh. Very convincing. And from his undisclosed location, while his top flight IT department works to get him connected via video, he is back. He has turned down his California residency, and he's back in the state where he knows all 70-plus counties and has been a state treasure. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jason. How are you?
I'm trying to figure out what was worse, the Packers' first half or the Badgers' second half?
Badgers' second
half. Great question, Jason.
It was close. All right, so the Packers, the Packers lose, the Badgers lose. Quite a weekend for football in the state. But you're home.
Yes.
And that's what I care most about. Are you happy?
Do you really?
I do, actually. I don't. I care
what
more
you
about
care most about, but
compared
I am excited
to the outcomes
to be
of the game.
Yeah, I can't. I can't figure out the video because I've been gone so long. My
you did such a good job all by yourself.
I know. I think maybe I should get back out to California and get this thing rolling again. So I'm going to be a video-free day for Old T today, as my video department is AWOL. So unfortunately, during a break, I'll try to get the iPad and we'll figure it out that way. But that's where we're at. So
did Sarah go to California now? Are you guys just alternating?
Yeah, she's now on a two-week trip. She's on a two-week trip to California. Now, she is here, but not here. She's not around. She's got stuff she's doing. So, unfortunately, it's so. We'll try to figure it out. But I don't want to get caught up in the weeds. It is what.
No,
it is.
Definitely not. And this is not her most important job either. So, just like Jesse.
All right.
Feels.
Here's the deal. I've been thinking a lot about yesterday's game and watching it, and you know, doing the post game show, listening to fans. And I was not. Again, I'm a lot more concerned about what I saw on the defensive side of the ball than what I saw on offense. And you might think, Old T, that's crazy. Jordan Love was erratic, and he was skittish, and he didn't look very good in the first half. And you had three turnovers yesterday, whatever. What was it, four or three?
Four. Three picks and a
four
fumble.
Four turnovers yesterday. Three picks. He's wearing a Favre jersey, and he played like Favre. And I could not – We kind of figured that was going to be the case. I don't think anybody thought that was the case. So why I'm really disappointed about yesterday's game, and I am by no means down on this team, what we needed yesterday was for the new Jeff Hafley defense to please stand up, please stand up. And they did not stand up. The fact that you let Sam Darnold stand in the pocket. What did I tell you on Friday? What did we need to do, Jesse? What did we need to turn Sam Darnold into?
Ghosts.
Ghostbusters!
He stood back there, and I'm thinking, where's our pass rush? Why does he have 6 yards on each side of him to sit and just dissect the Jairless defense? Like, you know that you can't allow that. And then to convert thirds and to make to go 21-0 like nothing was just it was. I thought yesterday needed to be a 20-17 game. Green Bay struggles; they'll figure it out and they'll win late. That's what I thought we needed to be. And when you look up and it's the middle of the second quarter, it's 21 or 28-0. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, everything goes out the window. So I was really and I know Jair is an important piece to what we do, but is he that important of a piece that we can't limit what Minnesota's offense is doing? This isn't the, you know, Joe Montana-led mid-'80s offense, a juggernaut, or the Rams of the early aughts. Like, come on. Sam Darnold, yeah, give him credit, but we let it be way too easy. So yesterday it was about complimentary football, and it was a complete and utter, what's the opposite of complimentary? Derogatory. Yesterday was derogatorized by the way Jeff Hafley's defense approached that game in the first half, and we never could dig ourselves out of it. So I am not remotely concerned about our offense, even though we're still way too sloppy. And you can't turn the ball. Jordan Love is getting a little turnovery. That needs to get fixed. But I love the approach that we had in the second half. But that can't happen in the first half the way that it did.
Okay, if I may, offensively, first of all, Christian Watson could be headed to injured reserve, right? If this is a high ankle sprain, which I have a sneaking suspicion it is. You had Dontavian Wicks, my guy, dropping a lot of balls. You had Jordan Love throwing. I know he wore a number 4 jersey in honor of Brett Favre as he walked into the stadium. That didn't mean the third interception had to be thrown the way Brett Favre used to throw those against pressure. Throw it up for grabs and hope something good happens. That is, and Jordan will tell you, he is better than that. He owned. What I did enjoy about Jordan Love, which wasn't always the case with other quarterbacks that came before him, was that he owned his
performance. Shot at Rodgers coming. Okay, what is it?
He owned his own performance. Mm. We didn't play well enough, myself included. He talked about how he was inaccurate early, how he didn't help his receivers. Nope. I didn't help those guys by being all over the place with my throws. So I respect and appreciate him owning that. He's got to be better than the third interception. Would you agree? Like, even if it means taking the sack from Harrison Smith, it's better than turning the ball over. That was a, and he would acknowledge that that was a bad play. Okay, so there's those three. I just listed off three concerns on the offense there. I also don't understand what's happening with the running backs, because we talked about Josh Jacobs as a workhorse back, and instead he essentially split reps with Emmanuel Wilson, who still did not get me first place on the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. But Matt LaFleur basically acknowledged publicly that they made the move to Wilson more because Josh Jacobs wasn't doing a good enough job in blitz pickup and protection. He's a sixth-year player. That's not supposed to happen. So there's a lot of reason to be displeased with the offense. But
yeah, still too sloppy with the football. But I just think yesterday was all about just getting Jordan back into the mix.
I agree.
And letting him kind of go through that process. It was never going to be star-spangled awesome. Like, I just, you know, they were really dissecting his footwork and human nature. He's going to take a little time to get it. And by the end,
practice.
I think you saw. Well, it's not even that. It's you need to feel comfortable with what you're doing. You need to feel confident that you can do it. And you can't do that until you play. So he did that. He got through it. And I thought if you looked in the second half, he looked not back exactly where he's supposed to be. But
better.
You knew it looked like it needed to be. And you just – if your defense is truly going to be different and better, yesterday was one of those games that needed to show up. And it didn't. Not to the degree we needed it to. And, again, this is coming from another three-turnover game. But, you know, it's just you have to. You can't allow things to be that easy in the beginning of that game. That was where that game was lost. It wasn't because Jordan Love. It wasn't because Narvi missed two kicks. And if I have to hear someone say, well, the math adds up. Well, games don't shake out the same way. So do we need a new kicker? We'll find out this week, but I wouldn't say that was a glowing recommendation at the end from where we don't even try a kick. The whole thing, there's a lot of issues, and this is part of a NFL season. But I love the makeup of this team, and I love the fact that there's a ton of talent that's only going to improve. And this was my parting statement on Green Bay game night last night, and this is exactly how I feel. The Green Bay Packers are always going to be youth-driven. There's always going to be a certain amount of youth. And when you have that, you're not going to play your best ball in September. You're just not. And you're going to have to live with some very uneven performances. But what you always see and what Matt LaFleur has done consistently in his time, and for the most part, every Packers team, you get a lot better as the season goes. And when this team plays, I think they play in December, when this team plays the Minnesota Vikings again, and when they start playing, you know, Thanksgiving and on football, which is when the playoffs really start getting rolling, they'll be a markedly better football team than they were yesterday. So while we can vent and get upset and question a lot of things, this is not going to be what this team looks like in 2 months. This is part of a process of growth. And yesterday was an inordinate growth day because your quarterback needed to just get back on the horse. And that's why I'm not remotely discouraged about where we're at.
As of now, they are scheduled to play the Vikings on December 29th at noon. Maybe that game, given the way the Vikings are playing and the way we expect the Packers to be playing, gets flexed to a Sunday or Monday night, maybe. But the bottom line is they will see them again.
Saturday night would be even better. Flex that to Saturday night.
Yeah, maybe for some, not for others. But it'll be interesting to see where these teams are when they see each other again. Now, I want to push back in the next segment before we get to positives and negatives about what you said about the defense. And I know you won't back down because you don't back down from an argument. But
I heard that song on my drive to Chicago yesterday. It won't back down. Turns out I do back down.
Well, some people think that. I don't know if I agree with it, but you'll stand up for yourself. I'll argue something, and we'll talk about what exactly was realistic to expect from a defense that was lacking not only their number one corner, but their number two corner. Because Carrington Valentine, while he was still sharing snaps with Eric Stokes before his injury, was playing far more snaps than Eric Stokes in week two. And I did not think Eric Stokes had a particularly strong performance yesterday. So now my question is, if you're going against...
There's a bunch of the pass rushers out yesterday, too.
I'm going to get to that as well.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that as well. But
I think they're at full strength on the pass rush side. Maybe I'm wrong.
They certainly didn't play like it. But we'll get to that as well and how much of a component that was in the secondary's struggles against two legit number one wide receivers. One who would be the one, but he's the two, because you've got one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver, in football on the same team. When we talk about the best in the
sounds
business,
sounds to me like we got ourselves a little Jeff Hafley stan. I got the Goody stan. Looks like Jeff
Hafley
stan.
No. I am prepared. I am more than prepared to criticize the pass rush, and I will do that. But I would not criticize with my brand new, gleaming, beautiful bay window at the front of our home from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I would never criticize Gina Della, because they do the best work in the business.
Indeed, they do. They are the window and door equivalent of hitting for the cycle or having the Badgers first half and the Packers second half. That's how good Pella is. Pella manufactures all of their own products. Each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it withstands the test of time. Quality craftsmanship, innovative design, they are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. And today is it. Back in Wisconsin, and the last day of Pella, September 30th. You better get it moving. Today's your last day. Get as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Got to do it by today. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. And as always, certain restrictions do apply.
Tausch and I will argue, but his depiction of Jeff Hafley standing, not correct. I'll explain next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, before we get to positives and negatives, we'll do ours. You can do yours. If you want to get in line, if you got nothing better to do. Wow, that's a new view. Love that room. That's really nice.
I don't love it.
I know you don't. But at least you're not tiny little Tausch.
I think you're looking good in your big orange shirt there. That's good.
Yeah, it's a Johnson & Sons paving shirt.
Yep.
Not matching up the hat, though, which I think is an interesting decision.
Don't care.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Great to have
you back.
You
thinking it's I appreciate you thinking it's interesting. I don't care. So let's move on.
Maybe you should go back to California. You seemed happier there. So let me back down immediately, since that's usually what you do. Pass rush, not good enough. Let me be very, very clear. I thought Rashawn Gary was an elite pass rusher. What's he done for me in four games?
I haven't looked at all of his stats. I know he beat Lane Johnson for a sack in Brazil, and people are trying to say that he didn't because he didn't get off on the ball. Well, that's part of the deal. But he has not been as impactful, and you know, I know we had eight sacks. Was that last week versus a bad Tennessee team?
And a bad quarterback. Yep.
That's what I thought we would get. That's what I thought we'd see more of yesterday. Give O'Connell a lot of credit. He schemed it up and did a nice job of kind of staying a step ahead. But I just don't think we as a group should have given up 31 points to. Maybe this offense is that much better. And I'll say this. Minnesota's offensive line is much better than it's been in the past.
Yeah.
Kenny Clark, I did not see him wrecking the game like he has on a pretty continuous basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think Devontae Wyatt was a little bit beat up, and I think he's more beat up now.
Yeah,
he did not have a monster impact. I don't think my guy Carl Brooks had a big game. There just was not enough pressure in Sam Darnold's face because, as you mentioned, when you have Jair out and you have a talent like Justin Jefferson, you have to use resources to kind of slow him down. Other stuff is going to be available to you, and you have to win. You have to do some things, and the defense did not have the answers in the first half yesterday, and that was the most disappointing part of the game for me.
Yeah, so I think the pass rush is a part of the reason why the ramshackle secondary didn't get the job done. So you don't have Jair, and help us understand this, Tausch, because this is how that played out, and I got LaFleur to confirm this. So he's on the injury report with a quad. Right, the last time we saw Jair Alexander, he was high-stepping down the sideline with a pick six in Nashville. But he's got a quadriceps, he's limited on Wednesday. He is again limited on Thursday. And then on Friday, not only does he not practice, but he is, in addition to having the quadriceps, there is also a groin injury added to the list. And Matt LaFleur acknowledged after the game when I asked him that Jair hurt his groin in practice on Thursday. And so when an injury occurs, and again, this is not Jeff Hafley standing, but you already know that you don't have Carrington Valentine. And now you have a game plan where, I don't know, listening to Hafley on Thursday afternoon, not knowing how serious this groin injury or even that the groin injury had occurred, talking about how I'm going to put our guys in the best position, and if that means matching up our best guy with their best guy, I'm going to do it. I think that he was planning, at least for a portion, if not majority of the game, on having Jair Alexander travel with Justin Jefferson. If that's true, and I don't know that for sure, but Tausch, help me understand and help our fans understand, when you go into the week with a game plan and on Thursday, a guy who is critical to your game plan is not going to be available on Sunday, how do you handle it? Because Matt LaFleur, and let me be clear, I'm not making an excuse for Jeff Hafley. LaFleur kind of threw him under the bus a little bit after the game by saying, look, it's just like having an injury in the game. You have to adjust. And he basically said we didn't adjust well to Jair getting hurt in practice on Thursday. So what does that do for your game planning when you lose a key piece that late in the week?
Get over it. It sucks, and it makes your job a lot more difficult. That's what you're getting paid to do. So, yeah, anytime, I mean, you could say the same thing. Well, you know, if Jeff Hafley wants to go back at LaFleur and say, well, you lost your quarterback. Well, he did a pretty good job.
He did, no doubt.
This is the life that you choose, and you can't just say, well, it's not like Sunday morning came and, you know, Jair slept wrong, his back got tight and couldn't play.
Sure.
I'd actually be a little more graceful or empathetic if that was the case. You had 3 days, and again, it's not as easy as just saying, well, do something different. You're taking an all-pro off the field or a guy that, you know, you expect to play at an all-pro level that, by the way, did shut down Jay Jettis the last time they played at Lambeau. And when you take him off the field, mm-hmm. and you start looking at it from, you know, the big, you know, the perspective of, well, how are we going to do that? We're going to have to, you know, maneuver some other guys and do some things. It does make your job a lot more difficult, but that's what you're paid to do. Find solutions. And to his credit, they did figure some things out. I don't know how much of it was Green Bay's defense and how much of it was Minnesota letting off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm certain it was a bunch, because when you cut it to six, that's when you needed to, all right, here we go. Crowd had to have been just crazy big and loud. And you let Jay Jettis just go get two big plays. Next thing you know, you got a field goal. And the air, the balloon is, because you're now down nine. And at two scores, everybody is thinking, we just did this big climb back. You get a stop there, I think Green Bay wins the game. But you didn't. And so the disappointing part, obviously the first half, but then just the same, you get it to six, you get the you kick off, and then Minnesota just, it's almost like as if, all right, we played enough, let's just go down and finish this thing off. And that's kind of how that shook out. So I'm not overly empathetic, other than it's very difficult when you take one of your best players and just plug and play. It's just not how the NFL works either.
Yeah, I mean, I think Corey Ballantyne had some moments last year where you felt, okay, this guy's a pretty solid backup. Apparently, Jeff Hafley doesn't feel that way, because in the base, they moved Keyshawn Nixon out to outside corner, which I don't know. I mean, I saw him do it a little bit in training camp, but at this point, they normally do not want him out there. And then when they went to nickel, there were times where they moved him inside and brought in Corey Ballantyne. But at other times, they left him outside. They moved Bullard down into the slot, and they brought Evan Williams off the bench. So they were piecemealing what they were doing on defense. But to your very astute point, that doesn't impact the pass rush. And we saw times for the Packers when Jordan Love had all day, right? And he's bopping up and down in the backfield with plenty of time to survey the field. And then we saw times where he was under siege. I don't think we saw nearly enough times where Sam Darnold was under extreme pressure. And you have invested draft picks, first-round draft picks. You have invested big-money free agency with Preston Smith. You have talked about how you're predicated on getting pressure with the front four. Didn't happen. You've had one game where you've managed to do that. One game.
Yeah, it's... It was disappointing yesterday, and I'm sure that it will be one of the big talking points, and I'm guessing there will be a fire lit under a lot of those guys' keisters when they head out to L.A. next week. So not every game is going to be the way, you know, and when you get a lead like Minnesota did, now you control tempo, you control, you know, how much you want to run the football, and the other side of it, Green Bay has to throw it 50-some-odd times, and it just completely messes with the flow of the game. So that's why missing kicks early in the game, and that's why not getting stops, getting off the field, it's critical in games like this, because you want to let your guys eat. And when you're behind 21-0, it's really difficult to do that. And then you get Aaron Jones 22 touches, and it makes for a much more difficult day to rush the passer on a day that should have been one of your favorites, because Sam Darnold's not one of these quarterbacks that you got to mush rush. You go get after him, and you want to get him off his spot, and you want to do that, and they did not do that effectively enough yesterday, and that's why the game kind of shook out the way that it did.
Well, I know this. They've got a lot of work to do. They sit at 2-2, but as Jordan Love said at the end of our time with him, I definitely feel good about where we're at. He is not.
So do I.
Blown away by any negativity at all, and I agreed with him. I led that my story in the State Journal with that quote, because I thought it was accurate, and I don't think that this is a time to panic. But if you are, we're here for you. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. It might be time to be a little panicky about the kicking game. But we'll talk about that as well. We'll get to our positives and negatives, and then we'll get to yours. 844-770-3776. The real question, Tausch, is why haven't they insured carefully when they've dreamed fearlessly with their kicking game? We'll have to figure that out at a later date.
Packer fans looking for the ultimate game day experience? Well, American Family Insurance, they have you covered. Picture this. Hit your very own VIP tailgate party while cheering on the Packers from jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merchandise, and much, much more. Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. You have until the stroke of midnight on October 21st to get it done. Again, no purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
Our positives, our negatives, and then yours. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. I have not been as vigilant about my LinkedIn messaging. So maybe since I'm in both of the YouTube channels. You can send your positives and negatives via the YouTube comments as well. We'll check in with those.
Good to know you're not looking for other jobs. That's helpful.
I don't even know why I have it. The only reason I open it is to get rid of the red dots, because I'm anal retentive about the red dots. And I want to get them cleared every chance I get. I don't use a lot of LinkedIn. That's not my milieu. But it is. There's a lot of people watching on the YouTube channels. We'll get to your comments there and your calls coming up. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Let's get to our positives and negatives so we can get to yours. Get in line now if you're, you know, if you got nothing better to do than to sit on hold and listen to the show. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Tausch, your biggest positive?
The way the team fought and battled and competed and got back in the game, it was, you know, between the first, you know, first quarter, second quarter. I think, and I gave my dog of the game yesterday to Daniel Velen for that punt and kind of sparking it, because at that point, you know, listening to Kevin Harlan, just he's so blank and good, calling it, saying the sun's in his eyes, and then he fumbles, muffs it, and I don't remember who picked up the muff punt. I think it was
Bo
Jesse
Melton.
Steinhoffel sleeper of the week champion.
Yeah, another
Bo
win
Melton.
I must have forgot the pressures that Carl Brooks had in that game, but I'm not going to fight the academy.
And see how
the,
you missed them.
Analytical group. So the way that they competed and battled and found a way to get back in a game that a lot of times people will just say, well, it's 28-0. It's not our day. Jordan's first game. I loved that part of it, and I think Daniel Velen has been phenomenal. So anytime you're putting the punter as your biggest positive, there are a lot of other positives. Obviously, a lot of low-hanging fruit I'll leave for you guys, but the fight, competitive grit that this team showed in the second half, I loved every second, and that's a big reason I'm as bullish on this team as I am.
I didn't think it was that bad that you had to pick as your positive the punter. But
no,
hey.
there's two other guys that it's easy. I don't go LHF typically on losses. It's not my deal.
Well, I'll take the LHF, and that is that Jordan Love emerged from the game not significantly worse for wear. And there was a play in the second quarter where someone landed on the back of that knee and he got up limping. And after the game, he was at his locker and he stopped by as he was leaving. I was leaning against the table and I said, hey, I know you give me a hard time for being a helicopter parent and beat writer, but it made me a little nervous on that second quarter run. He said, yeah, I was nervous too. Because that there, he said there was a lot of pain there.
That's great insight.
He said there was pain there, and he was able to walk it off. But, Tausch, the one thing that I have been saying since he got hurt is the last thing you want to do is get him back ASAP and then have him suffer something far more catastrophic. And he managed to get out of the game. Yes, with three interceptions. Yes, with inaccuracy. Also, yes, with career highs in attempts, completions, yards, and touchdown passes. Thumbs up. But at the same time, you don't want to have to chuck the ball 50-some times, and that's what they ended up doing when they fell behind by four touchdowns. But my biggest positive is that he did not get further injured.
Yeah, obviously Jordan being able to, and by the way, progressing and feeling more comfortable, and then eventually this story melts away. And hopefully it'll be this week that we don't have those conversations. But it's right after a game and you're leaning up against the post just standing there by yourself. Like, get to work.
No, I was in the locker
Wait
room.
Wait for Jordan to out. Go interview some guys. Like, what are we doing here? Let's go.
Okay.
Want some insight from Narvi.
Well, I don't want to make you back down because I know that's bad for your image. but this was after LaFleur and after Love, and I attended their press conferences. And by the time I got to the locker room, the only people in it were Kenny Clark surrounded by one large group and Rashawn Gary surrounded by another. I had a few people in there that helped me with my quotes, so I was waiting to see if anybody else came through when Jordan stopped by and said hello.
You but delegated?
I took a page out of the Jesse Nelson playbook. You're darn tootin'.
Wow.
Are you proud of me?
I am. You've gone to Nelson producer school too here, huh?
I'm not nearly as good as some of your proteges. All right, Jesse, what's your positive so we get to our negatives?
Yeah, my positive I feel is better than Jordan Love didn't get hurt and the punter.
That was kind of cocky.
A little bit. Yeah, I just wanted to.
All right, well, what point do you got?
Maybe the judge of this.
Better be good.
It's going to be low-hanging fruit.
Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed had a bunch of catches. Yeah, great low-hanging fruit, Jesse. Yeah,
It was Jaden Reed had a bunch of catches. 7 for 139 yards and a tutter. But more importantly,
Save it.
I don't want this to be too snarky because I hope Christian Watson is okay. And obviously you don't want him to get hurt.
Oh, dear.
I got a hunch this is going to be snarky, and you're not going to feel very empathetic.
And they were throwing the ball a whole bunch yesterday because they got down early, and so that inflates the stats a little bit. Reed and Wicks were targeted 21 times.
Mm-hmm.
Watson was targeted one time. So
he got hurt.
Exactly. But Christian Watson gets hurt, and I don't feel like the offense is going to necessarily miss him because...
Oh, my God.
Because... they are so deep at wide receiver, and because Jaden Reed and Tay Wicks have emerged as what I think are the 1-2 receivers of this offense, especially Jaden Reed with how he's impacted the game when healthy this season with Jordan Love. So I feel good about Jaden Reed.
Okay. Low-hanging fruit, which was great. I left it for you guys. Jason, what did Matt LaFleur say about Christian Watson in this offense?
We're a different offense when he's healthy.
We can do different things with him in here. This offense can't be at full tilt without Christian Watson. That's what he said a couple of weeks ago. The speed and what he does. And I understand, you know, the fact that yesterday they were able to move the football and do some things. Christian Watson, when he's healthy, adds a layer that defenses have to account for when he's out there. He's got a high ankle sprain. Somebody just reported it's not broken, which is great, but a high ankle sprain, he might be on IR. That's 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This offense, Christian Watson is somebody that I think is vital to it. Maybe Jesse's going to look in 4 weeks. We're going to be 4-0, and this offense can be dynamite, and Jesse will be able to come and say, hey, told you. But to say that you're better off without Christian Watson.
I did not say
that. That's not what he said.
I did not say that.
That is what he said.
That's not Guys, what he said.
You analyze Jesse. Jason, hold up. You analyze what coaches say all the time. Jesse's too scared to get sound graft. That is what he's saying.
No. He's saying
he just
that,
said it, but no, he doesn't want to say it.
No.
No. He said that he thinks that they're fine offensively without him.
It's not like they haven't.
Offense was.
It's not like they haven't played without him before. And Jaden Reed and Tay Wicks continue to emerge as the go-to guys. They were targeted 21 times yesterday and both had big days when he wasn't available. I feel it's not about Christian Watson. I don't agree with Matt LaFleur. I don't think Christian Watson is a super important component of the Packers offense because
exactly.
They've won plenty of games without him before. I don't think they're better without him. I don't think they're better without him, but I think they're fine without him. And if he's there, it's a nice bonus. But what I learned yesterday when
fine.
He went down.
I understand, Jesse. There's a lot of shrapnel out there in the world. So don't take it. That's
Reed
fine.
Reed and Wicks are the
but
go-to
then don't
guys.
Don't critique everybody else when they don't. Watson being injured is going to hurt this football team. It's not. So, yes, Jaden Reed is a stud. He has emerged as the number one wideout. Everybody sees it. That's great.
Uh-huh.
And he is. And he is dynamite.
I loved what he did
but
yesterday.
But Christian Watson adds another element to this football team. And when he's not out there, you're going to still be able to be effective. But if you think you're going to be as effective without him, I couldn't disagree with that statement more vehemently, even though you backpedaled and are now trying to say that's not what you were saying. I'm going to go back and listen to that again.
Okay.
Because what you said, you tried to mince and not say, but you actually said. If that
all
makes
right.
sense.
Yes, it makes total sense. But don't back down, whatever you do. Tausch, what's your biggest negative?
I mean, I'm going to take the low-hanging fruit on this, and this is...
When do you and when do you not take the low-hanging...
You've
so
always said you're going to leave the low-hanging fruit for us, except for what? When you get back from California,
good.
And you're like, I'll just take the defense.
Well, no, it's... I mean, obviously, the kicking game and what we've seen, and it's kind of personal for me because I lost my prize picks because of it. I would have had
a
great
little 14.
Oh, my gosh. You made that sound like there was some sort of tragedy. It's kind of personal for me.
Well, it is, Jason, it is a tragedy.
If that's where my life's at, I'm in big trouble. But the experiment, and I think the short leash, or however you want to put it, you hoped. You went in a direction. Goody has not done a good job here. It's been, I'm not going to say disastrous because that's, you know, there's a lot of things out in the world that's disastrous right now.
Uh-huh.
But for this football team, it's been the Achilles heel. You went through and you knew it was because you went an inordinate amount of kickers during training camp with three for a big chunk of it, trying to find a solution. And now Greg Joseph, who is, I think what you wanted to do was to keep him.
I think the coach
and
did.
And someone else grabbed him. And now this team sped up its growth. Anders Carlson was not able to keep up. And then this off, you know, you have a Super Bowl contending team. You need to have somebody you can count on to make kicks. I don't care what Matt LaFleur said after the game. He doesn't trust this kid. And when you don't trust your kicker, you end up going for it on 4th and 10. You end up doing decisions because not because it's the right thing or the analytically correct thing to do. It's because you don't believe you can get the job done. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at with this kid. So I know you want to have patience and you want to have it, but it's 4 weeks, and I think we've actually gotten less confident in what this young man is doing. So the question I had for Homer last night on Green Bay Game Night was, well, what do you do? You can't just say fire people. What airline is he going to take out? Like, that's all funny and cute if you're not Narvison and their family. But what is the next step? What are you going to do? And if you don't have a good solution, that doesn't mean you stick with Narvison. Do you think he's going to pull out of it? Because he's just missing to the right. That's what he's doing. And now, I don't feel great about him even making extra points. I think you have to make a big, bold move here, but I just don't know where you go. And we'll find out what they do. I can assure you they'll scour and try and find it, but Brian Gutekunst, for as big of a Goody stan as I am, this has not been his best moment, is trying to find someone to, you know, make field goals.
I'll take my low-hanging fruit. He's my guy. I have talked about his talent. Matt LaFleur talked about his talent again yesterday after the game. We saw glimpses of his talent on some plays, but you can't drop as many balls as Dontayvion Wicks dropped yesterday. You can't. I don't care if your quarterback is taking some of the responsibility by saying he was inaccurate. You got to be better. And he wasn't good enough. He was targeted, 13 times in the game? He had two tutters, he had some big plays, but those are the kinds of mistakes that get you beat, and they factor in, and they're maybe not as up the food chain when you're analyzing the game in the immediate aftermath, but it was very clear that he was not confident then afterward. Like, he was body catching everything after that, because his hands deserted him yesterday. He can't do that, especially now, to Jesse's point. If you're without Christian Watson for a month, you probably weren't happy being the fourth receiver in the pecking order. Well, now you're moving up the charts. And if Dontayvion Wicks rises to the occasion, then Jesse's going to be right, and they're going to be fine for the next month without Christian Watson. Jesse, what's your negative?
Jason,
so you
which side of that ledger do you fall on? Jesse's side, where it's not that vital or big of a miss, or I think it's a big loss?
So I think Jesse makes a very good point in that they have run this offense a lot without the guy, so they know how to do it. But the problem with that position is that we have very rarely seen how different the offense can be in its, to use your word, dynamicity, which I'm still not sure is a word, because of all the time he's missed. I was really excited because I believe Matt LaFleur. I believe that this is a different offense when Christian Watson is healthy and productive. He got hurt on the second to last play of the first quarter. If he had gotten hurt in the fourth quarter and he had one catch, I think Jesse has a better argument. But I think he is a field-tilting player. But he's not on the field enough to tilt it. So I think it is a significant loss. I think they are uniquely equipped to handle it better than, say, another team if Christian Watson is their number one or number two receiver and gets hurt. I think they've got enough talent to survive. But I still want my offense, if I'm a Packers fan, to have him and not be without him. Jesse, what's your negative?
Christian Watson going down with his injury. No. there were...
The delivery was probably the best part of that, by
Thank
the way.
You. Two drives in particular stood out to me yesterday that were potential fulcrum moments, I think we call them, in the game.
I do call them that.
One was the very first drive of the game. The Vikings get the ball first, and they go, what was it, 6 plays, 78 yards, and a quick score, and it really set the tone right out of the gates. Defense did not step up on the opening drive to kind of help propel momentum forward with the fans getting into it at Lambeau Field. And then when the fans got back into it, when the Packers were down 28-22 later in the game, the Vikings go 7 plays, 55 yards, and put a field goal on the board, make it a two-score game again. Mm-hmm. The defense in both of those situations, setting the tone right out of the gates, need to have a strong start to a game. And then when you have that kind of momentum and belief and Packers fans around the country rejoicing that, oh my God, we might have the biggest comeback in team history, and the Vikings make it look easy just going down the field and putting more points on the board after struggling on offense for a couple of drives prior to it. Disappointing performances in both of those particular drives.
Was 28 points, that would have been the greatest comeback in the history of the Pack?
It would have, yep, 23 is the record.
Oh, that would have been fun. That would have been fun.
What a heck of a story. Instead, the Packers lose to the Vikings. Now it's your turn, 844-770-3776. Your positives, your negatives. We'll get to those coming up. Again, 844-770-3776. No negatives when you make the switch to Associated Bank. Not only do you get early pay where you get access to your direct deposit up to 2 days before payday, not only do you get Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking as options for your new checking account, but most importantly, you get the best customer service in the industry. They've got all kinds of awards to prove it. So go to associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more about all the great perks that come with being an Associated Bank Packers checking member, or associatedbank.com/Brewers, associatedbank.com/Badgers, whatever you need, they've got it. Associated Bank, your money works here. We'll get to your positives, your negatives, your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We'll start with calls once we get into the 10 o'clock hour. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Your positives, your negatives. I do want to get into a further discussion of the kicking situation because, as my buddy Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated said yesterday, you know who might be the best available kicker right now? Anders Carlson.
Yes. What I was thinking last night.
Not sure. Can you go home again? We'll talk about that during the 10 o'clock hour. All right, Jesse. I believe I just got to save the date for a wedding from the son of Jeff and Monroe and the daughter of, what was his name? Craig? Is that what you called? Scott Thompson? Craig Thompson? what does Jeff and Monroe have to say on the text line?
So Jeff texts in. This is our leadoff today. His positive and negative is the same thing, the passing game. Looked like three quarters of the game, a number of players were wearing oven mitts, which make a great wedding gift, and the turnovers, but really did well running after the catch and getting open. Jeff and Monroe.
You see that as both a positive and a negative, Tausch?
Yeah, I thought the passing game in the second half and where Jordan was headed was a big-time positive. But, again, I understand some slop, that it was going to be a little sloppy. Mm, it can't.
Slop.
It's got to get picked. It's got to get fixed. And there's still, you know, a couple penalty, the holding penalty on Tucker. There's still little things that get your butt beat when you play good teams. You obviously can't turn the ball over like they did, but I just feel like this was such an outlier that I'm not overly concerned about that. And the fact that Jaden Reed is who he is and he's a star, the Tucker Kraft component to this offense, I think as he gets healthier and even more comfortable, is going to be that much better. And we haven't really seen the run game outside of which game was it that he
Indianapolis.
Had the monster game? Was that Indy? Outside of Indy, and obviously Indianapolis not great against the run, I'd like to see a little bit more effectiveness there. So there's a lot to like, because I think, again, this is not your finished product. This is just getting started, and especially factoring in Jordan's injury, I think the offense is going to be just fine.
All right, the phone lines are officially open, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Our hold time is down from normal Mondays. Maybe it's because no one's panicking. Maybe it's because no one's mad. I don't know what the post-game call-ins were like for you and Uncle Homer, because I was busy standing against a pole, not doing any work from what I heard. But the bottom line is, call now. We'll take your calls, 844-770-3776. Tausch, speaking of calls, you can always call Fortrea if you need to make a couple of extra bucks.
Oh, indeed. They got a couple of studies. It's not just for big folks. That's obviously, we talk a little bit about that. They got a bunch of different studies to put a little extra cash in your pocket. Healthy, overweight adults, ages 18 to 65, body mass index of 30 to 40. That study involves three stays of seven nights with 12 follow-ups, and you can make $14,148 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, another $350. They also have another study, healthy adults ages 18 to 60 with a BMI of 18 to 32. That study, one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006 for your time and participation. And you refer a friend there, it's another $400. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com. And Jason, to start the 10 o'clock hour before we get to calls, I do have another negative that was very, very frustrating for me, and I'm guessing other Packer fans were also very, very frustrated when it happened. We'll do that in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.